Thank you for calling customer support. This is Demetrius speaking. I'm the supervisor here at the fraud department. How can I help you?
Okay. My name is Beth Klein. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I just want to be aware I received my credit card statement for this month, and there was a bill, a charge on there that I did not know what it was. So I called my banking institution, and they gave me this, the name of your facility, whatever. And then I find out that I was also billed for the same amount, $59.89, back in February, and I missed that. I have never purchased anything from this website. So I don't believe that I should be paying for something that I have not ordered.
Okay, let me see here. Verify your shipping address for me.
429 Columbia Avenue in Milton, PA, 17847. I have never received any products. Right now, I don't even know how long this has been being billed to me. I'm not very good at looking at my statements, but I questioned the charge today, and this is what they're telling me.
Okay. All right. Do you remember ever entering for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner?
I may have for a Dyson vacuum cleaner through Kohl's, K-O-H-L-S, but I never received anything from them either.
But that's how it starts off. Enter for a chance to win an iPhone, iPad, or Dyson vacuum cleaner. But when you're signing up, you are signing up to get the meal planner
that comes with it. I never received anything.
Right,
these charges removed.
You're not supposed to receive anything. There's nothing that's supposed to be shipped out. So you're not supposed to receive anything. On the meal planner, it's more of an app.
Why am I paying for something that I'm not receiving anything for?
Yes, ma'am, because it's an entry. So entering for a chance to win. But go ahead.
I'm not paying something every month for this.
Okay.
$59.89 for nothing. I no.
Okay.
If that's what the advertising is.
Okay. All right, so do you think you may have ordered this, or...
At this point, I don't even know. I'm just so frustrated. I don't even know.
Okay. Because if you're sure you didn't order this, we could put this under a fraud investigation. Whereas, do we contact local authorities? Or we provide them with
know.
The IP?
I remember filling out some kind of a survey for Kohl's saying that I could get this, whatever. I was eligible to get something. So I picked the Dyson vacuum cleaner, but I never received it. It did not say that it was anything other than you would receive this. So I've not received anything. I'm not going to continue to pay for something that I don't have anything tangible for.
Mm-hmm.
I want this removed from my account, and I will not be paying anything more on that.
All right, looks like here has already been canceled.
Well, I don't know anything about it. All I know is I'm now seeing a bill that I received from February and then another one from March. And I don't even know how far back maybe it went because I didn't notice it before today.
Okay. Okay, so, well, if you're sure you didn't order this, ma'am, what I can do for you, we can put this under a fraud investigation, whereas that we contact the local authorities, we provide them with the IP addresses on the account, so they can verify where the actual charge is ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud or false fraud charges. But if you don't want to go through a fraud investigation, We offer a courtesy refund amount.
I would like the refund amount, please.
Well, the courtesy refund amount would just be of like 75%. But if you're,
I
like
want
I said,
it stopped. I
right,
want
it's already been stopped, man.
Stopped.
It's already been stopped by the previous agent. So that's already been done. But like I said, if you're sure you didn't order this, we could put this under a fraud investigation. If you're not sure, we provide a 75% refund of the charge.
Then please just refund that, because I told you I did do some kind of an online thing from Kohl's saying that you could win, you would could receive this Dyson vacuum cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
I never received anything, and if it was saying that you have a chance, that was very misleading in the ad.
Well, that's what we put the information there on the site, ma'am. Would you put the information there?
Well, just please cancel. I know you said it's canceled. Refund my money as much as I can get back. I'm very discouraged.
Gotcha. Well, I'll cancel the account and issue the refund for you. And you say you didn't want to go through the fraud, just want to do the 75%?
I don't want to have to deal with that. I just want the refund.
Okay. Well, I'll issue that 75% refund for you. It goes back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. You get a confirmation email to your email address letting you know the account's been canceled and refunded.
Okay.
And is there anything else I can do for you?
No, not today. Thank you.
All right. Well, if that's all I can do for you, I do thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Okay. Thank you, you too. Bye.
Thank you.